The tweet of the night may have come from comedian Bill Maher. Quick, call 911. There's an old man beating up a kid on TV. Although CNN's viewers said Republican Congressman Paul Ryan beat Vice President Joe Biden by a few points in their match, and most analysts called it a draw. But how did it resonate in the battleground state of Ohio, where both President Obama and Mitt Romney have been spending money on ads and lots of time with voters?
Thank you, Ohio. Boy, it is, it's good to be back in the Buckeye State.
I've been here so much that I'm a professional Ohio State cheerleader.
President Obama on sports radio a Wednesday in Columbus. Mitt Romney at a rally earlier. He and Paul Ryan will be back in Ohio tonight. Tom Suttis is on the editorial board of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. He joins us from WOUB Public Radio in Athens, near the southeast border with West Virginia. And Tom, how does it feel to be a voter there? Are you afraid to even walk out your door?
It seems sometimes as if the president particularly has been living in the state.
As he said, he's an official Ohio State cheerleader.
Well, that's right. And I've joshed about the fact that supposedly the old legend was that Lincoln once said that if the Confederacy had captured Washington, he was going to move the federal capital to Ohio. And I sometimes think that's kind of happened de facto in terms of his campaign.
Well, to the VP debate, there was an issue last night you said caught your attention, abortion. Here we had two Catholic VP candidates up first. So why? What were you listening for?
First of all, Ohio has been one of the central forums for the long controversy over Roe versus Wade. As many people know, Cincinnati is ground zero for some very nationally known right-to-life organizations and the focus of much debate. The state is significantly Catholic, but also, of course, there are people of religious persuasions other than Roman Catholicism, evangelical Protestants, for example, some Orthodox Jews in northern Ohio and so forth, who have very strong pro-life perspectives. I would have to say, though, regardless of anyone's persuasions, and I happen to be Roman Catholic myself, the general public's own perspective is probably close to the vice president's rather than it is to Congressman Ryan's. That is to say that ultimately it really is a woman's decision. I'm not saying that's a point of view I either oppose or support. I'm just saying that may be the consensus of the general public.
Well, and they might have been listening when Joe Biden pointed a finger and said, remember about Supreme Court nominations.
That's true, and I've actually heard people occasionally mention to me concerns about a Supreme Court appointment that might or might not be made by, for example, a President Romney, mm-hmm. as opposed to a President Obama.
Talk to us about early voting in Ohio. The new Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows President Obama is still leading Mitt Romney in that state, 51-45. And NBC's Chuck Todd says that early voting could definitely be helping the president there.
Well, early voting might be helping at this point because Democrats have been extremely strategic, in my view. I wrote jocularly recently, going to every courthouse they can find and suing over alleged restrictions on voting attempted by Republicans. That is to say, I think the Democratic base is highly, highly motivated by the perception that somebody somehow might try to stop them from voting unless they get down to the Board of Elections or get an absentee ballot now and get it turned in. Some research has indicated, especially as we get closer to the election day itself, that a significant number of African-American Ohioans who tend to be Democratic avail themselves of early voting and in-person voting at election boards. And so the probabilities are that early voting is probably going to significantly tilt toward the president. Now, anything can happen between now and November 6th, but that's my take on it at the moment.
Well, you mentioned voters voting earlier, more often, as you get closer to election day. Isn't there a debate in Ohio about the weekend before Election Day?
Well, there is an ardent debate about it. We had that for several years, and the General Assembly, which is Republican-controlled, enacted a bill that effectively banned early voting on the 3 days before the election, on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before November 6th. The Obama campaign, through its lawyers, sued in the United States District Court for Southern Ohio, and subsequently were essentially affirmed by the Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati in the Sixth Circuit. The Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the county boards of elections may, if they wish, allow weekend voting in Ohio on the weekend before the election. And some counties did so last time, some counties did not.
Well, that's kind of a mess. I mean, you know, if you might have a relative in one county saying, oh, I can vote early because Aunt Ethel is, not realizing that Aunt Ethel's county's different.
Well, that's one thing that may give someone a legal lever to go to court and say the circuit court should really consider and make it everyone do this, because otherwise it's unfair if you're in County A and you may do this and you live in County B, you may not do this. I suspect we're going to find people in court to Election Day itself fighting different angles of this, and all angles of registration and voting in the state.
Well, so we'll follow that, but there was an important decision yesterday about provisional ballots. Now, this is when someone casts a vote, but maybe there's a discrepancy. They went to the wrong precinct or they can't be found initially on the voter rolls. They can then cast this provisional ballot. What was yesterday's decision?
Yesterday's decision was that there's a homely expression that's used, and someone votes in the right church but at the wrong pew. Mm-hmm. In Ohio, there are multiple precincts, voting sites, in which there is more than one precinct that actually votes. And what the judges said, the circuit court ruled the other day, was that those votes must be counted. Certainly, the wrong pew right church voter is one that Democrats very much wanted to make sure they got their votes counted. Because the old saying in Ohio is, if Democrats turn out, they win.
One last question for you, Tom. What do people in Ohio want to hear about they're not hearing about?
They're not hearing about what I would say a long-range perspective on what to do about economic change. Clearly, we're coming into a society in which places that manufactured shoes and steel and textiles and so forth are now being expected to, in effect, become beehives of a knowledge economy of technology and ideas and thoughts and so forth. And I think that in a fundamentally blue-collar state such as this one, where we had people who could support a family on coal miners' union wages or steelworkers' union wages or auto workers' union wages, the question is, we know there's transition. It's obvious. The world around us is changing. The question is, how are we going to make this adaptation work for everybody?
Tom Suttis, on the editorial board of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Tom, thanks so much.
It's my privilege and my pleasure. Thank you.